Welcome to the True Transformation Podcast with your host, me, Josiah Novak.
Welcome to the podcast.
Here's my daddy, Josiah Novak.
What is going on, True Transformation? It's your host, Josiah Novak, author of Diet Suck, host of the True Transformation Podcast, and owner and head coach over at thetruetransformation.com. Today we are talking about the best workouts for fat loss. As we get through the back half of April here, weather's starting to warm up. Everybody seems to be in a little bit better spirit because, let's face it, nobody likes cold weather. And as the summertime quickly approaches, fat loss is top of mind. So I have a couple things for you today. First of all, it's going to be a short episode because this is going to be simple to understand and you're going to be able to implement this right away. The first offer, though, that I have for you is a free guide. So if you head on over to lookgoodnaked.co, that's lookgoodnaked.co, I have a full-blown guide for you on my best tips and best advice for losing body fat and keeping it off. So go check that out. Now, today we're talking about the best workouts for fat loss. Now, when most people start to lose body fat or start to jump into a phase where they want to get leaner, the first thing people typically do is start adding a bunch of cardio, all right? Cardiovascular activity, whether that's from running, jogging, walking, climbing stairs, the elliptical, the bike. Cardio seems to be the most popular choice when it comes to people who are just getting back into the swing of things. Now, it kind of makes sense because typically cardio is going to feel like you're burning a lot more calories. And now the funny thing is you actually are burning a lot more calories doing cardio than you would be just sitting around, or even if you were just lifting weights, you're going to be burning during the exercise more calories than doing most other activities. So it's not a necessarily ridiculous choice, right, to jump in and start doing more cardio. Here's the problem, though. The body can adapt to cardio very, very easily, okay? That's problem number one. And when I say adapt, I mean it can slow down its metabolic rate to be able to support all the extra cardiovascular activity that you're doing. This, of course, is a problem because we know that the first rule of fat loss is that you need to be burning more calories than you eat every day. So if your metabolism slows down to accommodate all the extra cardio that you're doing, your body fat isn't going anywhere, right? Because you're now going to have to eat less and less to be able to put yourself in a cardio in a calorie deficit. Now, this is why people who get ready for extreme competitions, bodybuilding, physique competitions, bikini competitions, all that stuff, this is a big reason why it's a miserable process for most people. Because over the course of a few months, as they're continually trying to get leaner and leaner and leaner, their body is just adapting in it and adapting and adapting, and they're just having to up cardio and lower calories, and it just becomes a nightmare for most people. So what's the solution? Like, if cardio is not the best, what is the best? Typically what I tell people that is the best form of exercise for fat loss is resistance training. Okay, this is where we are applying resistance to the body, breaking down muscle tissue, and over the course of time, building new tissue. Now, this doesn't mean, especially for those listening who are like, oh, I don't want to get too bulky, this doesn't mean you're adding loads and loads of muscle tissue, right? This just means that you are slowly adding more muscle to your frame. Not even bulky muscle, but just thicker muscle, more dense. Now, this is where the word toned comes in for the ladies that are listening. Because toned really just refers to building more muscle. Because most people think of building more muscle and they think like, you know, guys and girls who are super, super, you know, bulky, like with big shoulders and stuff like that. And the truth is, like, it's nowhere near as easy as you think it is to build muscle. But the process of resistance training, tearing muscle, building it back up, putting your body in a state of recovery actually improves your metabolic rate. Okay, because muscle tissue is the most metabolically active tissue on the body. It requires the most calories from the body to support and when it comes to recovery. So it would make sense then, as you're trying to lose body fat, to put an emphasis on resistance training. Now, you don't need to go in the gym and lift weights every day. In fact, lifting weights 3, maybe 4 times a week is plenty for most people. That's going to give you a tremendous boost to your metabolic rate, and it's going to give you tremendous results from your fat loss program. So, as we step back and we start to analyze from a fat loss perspective and a longevity perspective, what is going to get us the best results and allow us to keep those results for as long as possible? Resistance training, without a doubt. Cardio is great for health, but it's only great in moderation. Going in the gym and doing an hour of cardio every day, long term, is going to result in a stall when it comes to fat loss. It's going to result in a plateau when it comes to fat loss. And so we want to put an emphasis on training our body with resistance. Now, a couple tips. This doesn't mean you need to go in and lift incredibly heavy weights all the time. It does pay dividends to get stronger, at least for periods of time. But you could just start with body weight training. You could just start with working through body weight movements. If you aren't, you know, a seasoned vet when it comes to resistance training, you could just start with doing things like squats at home, push-ups, lunges, pull-ups, you know, a lot of different movements that are just body weight resistance. Okay, get your body weight strength up, and then you could start to add resistance from things like exercise bands, kettlebells, dumbbells, barbells, and all that stuff. If you're more experienced, you know, it really just comes down to making sure that you're putting an emphasis on resistance training. It's easy to go, oh man, I need to start leaning down for summer. I've been working out for a good chunk of time. And then you start throwing in a bunch of cardio and forgetting that, hey, resistance training still needs to be about 80 to 90% of what you do. In fact, I do not recommend adding cardio at first when you're jumping into a fat loss phase, okay? In fact, what I suggest you do is focus more on the activity you do outside the gym. So my second favorite form of exercise for fat loss is walking, okay? And just walking more. Not like walking on the treadmill. I mean, if you want to walk on the treadmill, that's fine, but like just making sure that during the course of your day, you're walking more, right? And sitting down less, because an active person is going to burn more calories than somebody who is sedentary. And so if you're, you know, sitting throughout the day, all day long at your desk, in the car, on the couch, then it becomes really difficult to burn the amount of calories that you need to burn in order to lose fat. Working out with weights or body weight resistance isn't going to burn a lot of calories. What it is going to do is it's going to set you up for burning more calories as you go along, right, from your metabolic rate, and you're going to look better. But in order to burn calories that, you know, are required to lose fat, moving more during the day is going to pay significant dividends, right? You're going to get a lot of return on just being conscious of your activity throughout the day. So scheduling a few, you know, few periods of time throughout the day for walking more, you're going to see tremendous results. So that is really it. Just want to keep it simple for you all today. Cardio has its place. You know, I'm not saying that I never add cardio to clients' plans when I'm coaching them. And my coaches, you know, we do prescribe cardio from time to time, but we don't rely on it. We use it as a tool. We use it as a boost sometimes to kind of break through a plateau. We can use high intensity interval training to really help you improve your recovery ability during workouts. We can use cardio for athletic activity. So if you're training or you do specific athletic endeavors, then you know we can prescribe cardio that applies to that. But overall, the emphasis should be on weight training or body weight resistance or any kind of really resistance training coupled with just being more active, just being more aware of your activity throughout the day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it from me. Thanks so much for tuning in. Appreciate your support, and I hope this episode helps. And if you haven't already, head on over to iTunes and take 2 minutes and leave us a rating and review. We just tremendously appreciate it when anybody leaves us a rating or review. It helps the show reach more people, help more people, which is what we're all about. So till next time, this is your host, Josiah Novak, signing out. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the True Transformation Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review and subscribe to the show.
True Transformation.